far back as I can remember, it came in bags like this today. Mm-hmm. Only we bought it in 50-pound bags. Uh-huh. And it'd come in, we'd get a summer supply.
Were these paper or?
No, cloth.
Mm-hmm. Did they have, were they paper on the inside?
No, sir.
How about sugar? How was that?
Sugar came in 100-pound bags in what we'd call gunny sack. Mm-hmm. On the outside, it was a cotton bag inside. Mm-hmm. They were double bags, but flour was not. And we'd usually bring in, out there on the ranch, a ton of flour.
Boy.
That's if I'd go in the spring and then fall. Mm-hmm. And that lasted one trip.
Did you have any special term for buying anything like that in large amounts?
Quite a bit of reduction in buying a great amount. It wasn't buying it wholesale. He didn't buy it wholesale.
Did you say anything like bought it in bulk, or was that?
No, nothing that you would call it bulk. No, because what we considered in bulk would be, well, going back to feed, oil cake or something we fed a lot of. If you bought it in bulk, you just come in a carload lot without sack. That's what we call bulk. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be called bulk.
Good. I'll use that device to get at the word bulk.
In bulk would be just a pile of it all unsacked or unbagged.
I look for special terms, and sometimes I'm in the wrong place for the interviewing technique that I'm using.
I see.
Say, it's 10 minutes of 12.
Well, let's go over and eat together over here.
Do you usually go home if you
Well, this is Rotary, and I didn't care to go to Rotary today anyway, so.
May I take you? My department got some Olympics.
That's so.
I can hardly wait to get one of them or get my hands on it. Because one of them will be put in my office. I share it with another man. So
let's see.
We can each use it. It has some special characters on it that I've needed for a long time.
Yeah. Foreign make. Several of them are mighty good. Really make some competition for this country.
Indeed they are. I heard that one of the Italian firms had bought out an American firm.
It's
merchandise. It's machines under the American name.
Yeah. So we run into several things out here that labor organization should be thinking about. We can buy German and barbed wire right here cheaper than we can buy American.
Mm-hmm.
And in an instance, just recently, it's in one of the main steel towns in Ohio, and I'm not sure now which one, whether it's Cincinnati or Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
or one of those steel towns along Ohio. There's a big steel, several-story building. From what I can hear, it's an immense building being built, and all the steel's coming from Germany right there in the steel, main steel center of our country.
Mm-hmm.
We should be thinking about those things.
I was just thinking about things like that yesterday when I heard that the minimum wage bill had been passed.
Yes.
Raising it to
the labor's pricing themselves out of the market now. It's become
a political tool.
That's right. It is. And we've got I think we're faced right with this in the coming election, whether it's going to be a labor government I think it definitely is.
Well, even the Republicans have come to be offshoot Democrats.
Yes.
It's all the same.
Yes.
I would like
there isn't much difference as far as the ideals of the two parties are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got to where not a great deal of difference that the party can do regardless of who's in. They're still under the same handicap and have to do just about what
vote
on politics.
I don't know. I like to stay away from politics because I just get angry.
Yes,
I don't know the facts, but it does bother me when I think that